This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We should be doing daylight savings revolving around the golf season. If the weather starts getting nicer, we should actually move it the other way so that it, like, you know, right now it's 8:21. It's actually 6:21.
You want it dark until 11 a.m.
Yes. Golf comes up at 11.
What if people want to golf in the morning?
Don't you work?
Maybe they work at night.
Okay. Different clocks for everybody.
To rescue us from you making my brain hurt about what time it is.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. If you stood in the sun yesterday, raise your hand. I got a suggestion for everybody.
Yep.
If you're going to refresh Twitter and check to see moves that the Bills made, walk outside and do it out there, and whatever happens, you'll be like, man, this is great. Was Josh Palmer's the best receiver of all time. Michael Hoyt is my favorite player ever. I'm standing in the sun. Life couldn't possibly be better.
Was it fitting that yesterday, actually, you couldn't refresh Twitter, so you had to go to Blue Sky while there were blue skies?
Yes.
It was perfect.
I enjoyed it. What a day. Got out. Our garage threw up, and by that I mean the door opened and everything came out of it because the kids want every bike and every scooter, and I got cushions out, and I got to tend to the backyard. Yard work season's upon us, whatever. It was incredible yesterday.
I'm not looking forward to that. Not that I didn't know this was kind of the case, because we had like our whatever front yard was dug up for like plumbing stuff during the fall. And you put the grass and everything back on, and then it started to sink a little bit. And then the snow melts to uncover that there's like a lot that's sunk. So there's going to be a lot of yard work being done as soon as it's not slop.
Right.
Although I guess maybe it wasn't very... Owen went golfing yesterday and said it wasn't like muddy.
Owen, you...
I had to get muddy at some point, I'm sure.
You sent us a picture, Owen. You went to the course, or did you play? You hit the ball?
Up there, I hit balls.
Oh, man.
I didn't play the full course. There were holes on some greens.
Yeah.
Some with no
and
holes.
And snow on
there
some.
There was snow on holes.
Yeah.
But I needed to see golf balls fly through the air.
How'd you hit them?
I hit it pretty good.
Oh, he's back.
I was ready. I was ready.
He's back.
That's like the first game with a new team adrenaline that you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful outside.
Good it was today. Very nice. And today it's going to be nice again,
today,
right?
Yes, it is. It's going to be nice for a week. I mean, the weekend is in the 60s with a little bit of wind, but the high today is 55, then tomorrow 40, Thursday 40, but Friday 68. My favorite.
68.
The best.
Jeez.
The best comment to make on this, somebody tweeted it years ago along the lines of, they said that the phrase, which is, I think seasonal depression might be bogus until you get outside on the first nice day of the year and it feels like you're on drugs. Like, oh my God, what's happened to me?
Yeah.
It's a different experience for me. So, yeah, whatever. It's great. It's great. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. I have a very, very deep pull on Mac Hollins.
Okay.
None
who
of you
is
are,
no longer a Buffalo
who is
Bill.
No longer a Bill.
But he's still in the division.
He is. Yeah. And none of you young ones here are going to get it, and even some of you old folks won't even get this. But I was trying to think of what Mac Hollins ultimately is, because yesterday I was kind of toying with the idea of there could be some Bills fans that are really heartbroken when this guy leaves. And he might leave.
Mm-hmm.
And are you prepared for that? Won't it feel like some sort of betrayal is the wrong word, but hey, wait a minute. This was supposed to be a fun relationship. You walk in with, you know, costumes and no shoes, and you play hard and you represent the Bills, and we love you. And
trash talk.
Yeah.
He's pointing at guys as they're like on the ground and the Bills are scoring over their faces.
He was lovable for a lot of reasons. And then he outperformed. He led the team in touchdown receptions. And he was kind of a, not quite a lightning rod. I don't think anybody was mad about his existence. It would be, I love that guy. I don't feel like he should lead me in touchdown catches, but I love that guy. And then he leaves and there's this void left of what, I thought this was special. I kind of thought we had something here. So I was trying to think of all the ways to compare that. And I'm just going to mention it and move on because I'm proud of the thought of it. There's an episode of The Simpsons where there's a substitute teacher and Lisa falls in love with the substitute teacher because it's played by Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
And he's new and interesting and his techniques are amazing and she loves him and then he leaves because he's a substitute teacher. And she is heartbroken. And that's Mac Hollins.
He was a substitute teacher?
Yeah, well, look at his career. You want to ask why he's been on a bunch of different teams? Is it because that's what he wants to do? Is it because he thinks, yeah, you know what? I like meeting new people. I like having a good time. And my job is to be a missionary of sorts?
A football missionary.
He's gone everywhere. Yeah. Now he's off in New England.
He did sign a 2-year contract.
That's right. He played two years in Miami.
He played.
He had a couple other spots where one other spot.
2.5 years in Miami. Okay. 2 years, a year and a half in Philly, a year in Las Vegas, a year in Atlanta, a year in Buffalo.
So he's
well traveled.
He'll go two years New England, and guess what? He'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Until he's done, and then he'll finish with 14 teams, a million friends, and a lifetime of memories.
He got out, I think, at the perfect time.
Yeah.
I think he got out at the perfect time because, any wanting him to do more for you or still be an important piece of your offense, I think, could only go down. Like the honeymoon phase could extinguish as, he's wearing no shoes again. Oh, well, he hasn't had a catch in 3 games. It might not be as fun. It might not be as funny in year two. I don't know if he's not producing.
Fair. And if he had, especially,
so I think he got out at the right time.
The other thing is, what if he had signed the deal that the Patriots gave him? He's making
with the Bills.
Yeah. All of a sudden, that becomes now. I mean, whatever. It's not a monster.
It's 2 years, $9 million worth up to, right? Or 8.5 million.
It's not a lot. Well, Mac Hollins gone, Josh Palmer in, and also defensive piece.
I don't know what to call him. Swiss Army knife is what I went with in the update.
I mean, if you want to get into the think of him game, think of him as a defensive tackle, think of him as a defensive end, think of him as a linebacker.
I saw a video of him covering DK Metcalf one-on-one and knocked it away.
As a slot defender.
Yep.
Michael Hoyt.
He's like a... He's Taysom Hill on defense.
Okay.
There you go.
He was...
Taysom Hill on defense.
So Chris Trapasso, who you hear often with the afternoon show and on One Bills Live as well, Michael Hoyt was... Maybe you never heard of him. I had not. Was Chris Trapasso's number one target for the Bills.
Yeah.
And Josh Palmer and Michael Hoyt were both on Eric Turner's list of cover one, high on his list. We'll talk with Eric coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. We're loaded. We've got Sal at 7, Paul at 7:30, Eric Turner at 8, Jason Zucker from the Sabres at 9, and then an Ottawa guest at 9:30. So lots to get to today. But the Bills made two moves that I think are at positions of need, and that I'm pretty good with. We can begin the argument about what Palmer is soon and whether or not the Bills are going to need to hunt more at wide receiver because Palmer came in and, well, Hollins left.
Yep.
But
Cooper is not re-signed. I don't expect to re-sign, so therefore I feel like Palmer is kind of my Cooper replacement, and now with Hollins gone, I think I need a Hollins. I don't need to go nuts with that, right? Like, but I need a Hollins replacement.
I can't decide which is which. I can't decide if... It probably doesn't come down to something that simple about Palmer being one of the two, but Palmer is...
Well, because he's a very different skill set than both of them.
Yes, he's probably what Cooper used to be, which was someone who could beat man coverage.
Right.
So Palmer's good at getting some separation. He wins on the outside, and the Bills didn't have that. He's not the fastest guy, but he does get separation on the outside, and he beats man coverage, something the Bills do not do. The Bills don't have a player that does that, and Josh Palmer can do that. He's 25 years old. They paid him a good amount of money. Like, that's a reasonable commitment. They now have three receivers that are making modest money: Shakir, Palmer, and Curtis Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Samuel's making $9 million. It's not much, but it's not street free agent. And it's not draft pick either. These are three guys that are veterans that are adding up to, whatever, a decent number. With Palmer, I mean, he's definitely closer to a wide receiver three. He's definitely closer to me to the guy you wanted on the roster when you had Diggs and Davis. Get someone else to play the outside who can beat man coverage that you can mix in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. Like, I think it's a solid move. We talked about him. There are plenty of people that identified him as, this is a guy that could be a fit. He's from Brampton, Ontario. And now he gets a contract to come to a team where he's probably going to be a bigger part of their offense than he was in L.A., but maybe not by much.
Yeah.
He's definitely not DK Metcalf. And he's definitely not Matthew Golden, if they were to find a way to draft him in the first round, where we'd be talking about their new stud receiver. He's a depth piece that is probably a starter and their second best receiver the day he walks in the door, with the hope that maybe Keon Coleman can pass him.
Mm-hmm.
But the day he walks in, he's their best outside receiver and their second best receiver overall.
Like, he just signed a 3-year deal. Would everyone take his last 3 years with the Chargers and say that's okay? That means there's one big year in there. Well,
yep.
Within context, big for him was what? 72 catches, 769 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
And is that an offense that runs it all the time? A Greg Roman offense?
That's a couple years ago.
Okay.
Well, last year in Greg Roman's offense, though, this is maybe more what he's been for 2 years, you're going to get 39 for 584.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right. Yeah.
Is that going to be enough for him to satisfy the need of, well, I paid this guy $12 million, he's a man-beater, and he plays on the outside. Is that going to feel like that's helping the Bills enough? Because the move for Palmer, to me, isn't about what the number really ends up being at the end. It's he provides a skill set and a need the Bills didn't have. So I'm not really worried about, does he have 1,000 yards? Is he the number two in this offense? It's more situationally when they're using him. If you're going to have a team like when Baltimore attacked you in the regular season with man coverage and dared your wide receivers to beat them on the outside, and you had nobody that could do it, That to me is why I like the Palmer move. Not that he is going to go for 200 in a game like that, but he might be my number one in that game. That game that the defense dares me to beat them one-on-one and get the receivers to get separation, then this is, I got this guy now. And I think that's what they tried. So they tried to do when they signed Cooper. That's what they wanted, wasn't it? That when a team dares my receivers to get open against them one-on-one, I need a guy that can do that. And Cooper did contested catch stuff, which is kind of more of what they had.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Palmer is a better fit, and I would expect that he's going to have, you know, he'll have one year that'll look like he did with the Chargers a few years ago. He's got 700 yards. But he's not going to come in and be the Bills' number one or probably even number two receiver.
No, if you want to make it a fantasy point, I mean, would you feel comfortable rostering him, putting him in a lineup?
It'd have to be a deeper league.
Yeah.
It'd have to be a deeper league. And what I would be doing is taking a flyer on, okay, this guy's got a good skill set, and now he's playing with Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of still wide open for him, you know? Like, if he comes in and looks great, it's right there for you. Go ahead, take it. Like, there's an availability here for a highly targeted receiver, I think. So I wouldn't want to rule out that he's got potential to be, like, a guy that you would start in fantasy football this year. But I wouldn't go into the summer believing that that's likely. It's possible, more than it's likely, I think. But I like the player a lot.
803-0550. I like it for what it is. I think you're in the same spot. Like, if anybody is writing in, you guys think this guy is so good. Not really. It's just they desperately needed this. They needed this last year. All of last year.
Yeah.
They needed this. They needed this 2 years ago. I mean, they've needed a guy that does this as a depth piece. And again, like, his contract is not huge. It's just paying some money for depth at a position. And Joe Marino has the numbers on this. The Bills have faced more man coverage than any team in the NFL the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Which is bonkers considering you have Josh Allen as your quarterback. Teams don't want to turn their back on him and run in man coverage. And yet they do. And the reason they do is because they do not fear the Bills on the outside. No one has feared the Bills on the outside in 2 years.
Yeah.
So, do they fear Josh Palmer? Maybe a little more. Maybe he gets a little more respect.
I was going to say, they might respect Josh Palmer a little more than they fear him.
And
but yeah.
If he's able to beat man coverage on the outside with Josh Allen, they can kind of get things on the same page. Well, then the Bills might see less man coverage and might be able to dictate things a little bit better. So, it has been years of defenses walking in and saying, like last year would have been a prime example of this. Mac Hollins, Amari Cooper in the state that he's in running go routes, and Keon Coleman. Okay, man him up.
Mm-hmm.
Not worried. And of course, they're going to win some reps, and Josh Allen is amazing, so the Bills are still going to make some hay there, but they just haven't had a guy to beat man coverage on the outside, which is a hard job. Line up, beat a guy. Diggs did that for 4 years at an elite level, at least for 3.5 of it, and now they have somebody else. Other than Diggs, was the last guy they had that did this?
John Brown.
Emmanuel Sanders? John Brown?
That's 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Now.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, Gabe Davis was a role player, a nice piece. He might be a little bit like Davis, a little different, but a little bit like Davis as well.
Yeah.
So
I like I've seen people make the Brown comparison. The one difference is Brown was faster by a good amount, I think. John Brown was faster. But it was, hey, this guy gets open. He's a separator, and I saw a comparison of their numbers. It's actually pretty similar, Palmer and Brown, before they get to the Bills. And then what happened when John Brown got to the Bills? Oh, he had his best season. Now, maybe it is the same. There was no Diggs that first year that he was here.
Right, it was Brown and Beasley.
Yep.
And Robert Foster? Who else is on the team?
Sure, yes. Right.
Maybe.
But he had enough of an avenue there to be a 70-catch, 1,000-yard, 6-touchdown guy. And that, to me, might be the absolute ceiling for Palmer. And that would be good, and that would be great, and if he did, that would even be probably unlikely. I wouldn't predict right now he'd have a 1,000-yard season, but I think because of what he's good at, I want to be open to the possibility that we're looking back at this contract and going, like, okay, that was one of those guys that they bet on getting better here because of Allen and the offense and the opening on the outside, and he did it. I think he reads like a good enough player that there might be more in there than what we saw the last 2 years with the Chargers.
And even if there's not, in the chat we've got he's another Curtis Samuel. He might be, but he does play the outside. It's just the biggest key.
I wanted Curtis Samuel on the Bills outside. I wanted Metcalf, I guess. But
sure,
right.
The Bills have needed. Here's one way where I can point, maybe try to drive this home. The Bills have needed help on the outside for so long that it goes back to Khalil Shakir's rookie season when Brandon Bean said he can play on the outside. And we thought, no, he probably can't. And he does not. And that's fine. You don't have to do everything. Palmer does play slot and does play the outside. There's a year there in L.A. with the Chargers where Keenan Allen got hurt, and he played in the slot for Keenan Allen. Then Mike Williams got hurt, and he went and played for Mike Williams outside. So he has versatility, but he plays outside. And the Bills have been, I think, well, first off, super successful. But I think square-pegging, round-holing receiver for a long time. Whether that's Keon Coleman can play the outside. All right, a lot of people thought he's probably a big slot. Think of Dalton Kincaid like a wide receiver. Okay, well, I mean, not really. Mm. This is just a wide receiver that plays wide receiver on the outside, and I don't have to have anybody kind of lie to me about the fact that he plays out there. Curtis Samuel, he could play on the outside. Okay, sure. Some guys take some snaps out there. This guy plays on the outside.
Yep.
Boom. It's a square peg for a square hole. You might not think it's the best square peg, but it is a square peg for a square hole. So I'm happy because someone out there can beat man coverage.
Yep. Yeah, I think it helps them. I won't go crazy with it. I don't think he doesn't change the fabric of their offense, right? I mean, well, he improves it in the ways you're talking about, but he doesn't change the identity of their offense, really. They'll still do everybody eats, I think, right now, as of right now.
Yes.
Like he's not. This is the difference between if you had traded for a DK Metcalf or if you had found your way to T. Higgins somehow. Like, that is a move where, all right, baby, we're back. Like, we're back with Allen's going to have an all-pro receiver on this football team that's going to be top 10 in the league in all these categories. Like, Palmer is a different type of receiver in the one they needed, but he is the same kind of caliber, I guess, of what they've had. He's the same tier.
Yeah, that's right.
He's kind of the same tier, at least the money would say he's the same tier as Shakir, right? Like,
It's
$12 million a year versus $15 million a year. Like, it's not that far off from what these two signed for.
I would say that Shakir is, what, $6 million behind the best strictly slot receivers, whereas Palmer is $20 million behind the best outside guys.
Right, okay.
Shakir got paid, and some thought he'd get paid more because he puts up numbers, but he does it from the slot, and he does it a lot behind the line of scrimmage, and Shakir had the lowest average depth of target in the entire NFL among receivers. He's up there with running backs and tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Shakir, obviously, is good. He has just a different job, and the Bills paid him reasonably well.
Mm-hmm. The fact that the money then even is close would speak to how important the job Palmer plays is, right?
Yeah.
That it's an important job that they didn't have a guy for, and that's what the market said, by the way. Like, Darius Slayton signed the exact same contract that he did. We had mentioned how Tutu Atwell went for $10 million back to the Rams.
Dyami Brown, $10
million. I mean, Matt Collins goes for $4-something. Matt Collins went for 4 point whatever, and he's 7 years older than Josh Palmer, right. And he got that contract. So it was not a heavy receiver market, and this was kind of the ballpark you had to play in.
The Patriots got Mac Hollins. They were shooting for Chris Godwin, among others. In fact, the report is that Godwin left $20 million on the table to not go to New England, to stay in Tampa.
New England is just never going to get this receiver. They've been trying for has it been 5 years?
Yeah, I bet $20 million is a bit of an exaggeration on how much he left on the table, but he probably took less to stay in Tampa.
Yeah.
You could say taxes. You could say, I don't want to move. You know, there's plenty there.
Yeah.
But New England is, again, struggling to help get the help that they need. They spent a lot of money in free agency. The Bills, the other guy the Bills got is Michael Hoyt, and this will be an interesting piece. This will, I think, Michael Hoyt potentially brings out the Bobby Babich, Sean McDermott. Hey, what can you cook up today? What can you cook up this week? Have you ever seen a player talked about as a linebacker, defensive tackle, defensive end? all three?
No.
Originally, the report I saw was they signed linebacker Michael Hoyt. And yeah. I thought, now I get to get on you, huh? Aha, I told you they were going to look for some linebacker help. And then it turns out, actually, no, he's an edge. Oh, okay.
I think Tom Pelissero first reported called him a defensive tackle, and then the next tweet had him as a linebacker. And then, yeah, I went to look to see like what he plays at everything. So Michael Hoyt last year, he plays 500 snaps at edge. He plays 79 at linebacker. He plays 33 at slot corner. He played 33 snaps at slot corner last year. I mentioned the one play that has been passed around where he covered DK Metcalf in space and got him. So, yeah, like the one comparison I saw to him is Lorenzo Alexander. And I think maybe Eric Turner was the one who said that, and we'll talk to him later. And that was Lorenzo Alexander. Look back at his career, and he played like every position at least a little bit. So maybe that's a decent comparison for this guy. Also, by the way, from Ontario.
Yes.
They're like 25 minutes apart, like their hometowns.
Not bad. 803-0550. Let's get some phone calls in. Dan, stick with us. We'll get to your call on the other side. 803-0550. How do you like day one? What about day two? A lot of the ideas you might have had are gone. There's still plenty of good free agents left. We'll talk about all the options. We'll talk about who the Bills did get, who they've agreed to terms with at least. Sam Darnold's on the move. Aaron Rodgers maybe today to the Steelers. We'll see about that if that finishes out. So it's been a fun start to the offseason, and we'll chat about it with you. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Jump on the phones. Jump into the bullpen. Give us a comment there. It's already rolling today in the YouTube chat, and we'll hang out here on WGR.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.